From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's sometimes said sport is war by proxy. Well, India and Pakistan have fought two wars since independence in 1947, and now, as they try to make peace, the two countries are investing hope in a game for which they share a bizarre and total fascination. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
A patch of dust in a Delhi backstreet is for these youths a field of dreams. They come here every day, and often at night too, drawn by an obsession. At any time and in any place in this region, you can find similar makeshift games in parks, in alleys, on the mud between highway lanes, even on cramped and crumbling rooftops. Pushpesh Pant, an Indian academic, sees this passion for cricket as a fundamental part of the national character.
I think it's something to do with the philosophy of life. So, you know, the Indian theory of karma, that if you play cricket, is not playing cricket, not playing by the rule. Everything is possible.
Indian and Pakistani intellectuals have for years sought to explain their nation's almost religious devotion to cricket. They say the game, which is a legacy of the British Empire, draws together people otherwise divided by religion, class and language. According to Professor Pant, the salary it generates offers an escape route from poverty.
Cricket in India is also an opportunity for an underprivileged kid to make it big, make it really, really big. It's like a Rocky Marciano, Sonny Liston. It could be Babe Ruth, whatever. And, you know, if you are a successful cricket player, you can compare with the most successful film star. You can become a millionaire many times over within a matter of a couple of years. You endorse products and you are a household face. And you can enter politics. And you can be a celebrity, you can be an icon, you can be a role model. So I think cricket in India is Taj Mahal and the Tigers and the yoga put together and the Kama Sutra for good measure.
Tendulkar comes down the pitch and smashes it down. He's going to be caught. He's caught at long off.
Any cricket game, and especially between India and Pakistan, is a huge moment.
As political correspondent for the Indian Express, Jyoti Malhotra follows every twist of Indian-Pakistan peacemaking diplomacy. Lately, cricket has become a central part of the story. Political animosities have at times prevented the two countries playing one another, but this month, the Indian team will embark on their first full tour of Pakistan for 15 years. She says it's an important development.
What you may or may not get in the drawing room of a foreign office sitting across the table, you can get in a cricket stadium. Because here both sides will be battling it out, and yet there's a certain elation at the end of the day. You may lose, you may win. There's huge depression if you lose, and the whole country is going to go completely crazy if you win. But that's it, that's life.
Expectations are running high. There are reports that up to 10,000 Indians will travel to Pakistan to watch games. According to Professor Pant, who's a specialist in foreign affairs at Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University, it's a contest that cuts to the heart of the relationship between the two neighbours.
Each team makes a claim that the system it represents is better than the other, a theocratic state versus a secular state. But it also is part of sports diplomacy. It is part of like the ping-pong diplomacy between China and America when the relationship was normalized. In this case also, the players, if they display on the pitch, cricket pitch, a sporting spirit, I think the negotiations would be smoother.
But the stakes are high and complex issues, particularly the Kashmir conflict, have divided the two sides for more than half a century. There are fears that the attempt to couple diplomacy and sport will be wrecked by violence. Cricket fans have yet to forget how 2 years ago, New Zealand's cricketers left Pakistan only hours before the start of a test match when a bomb exploded near their Karachi hotel. This time, elaborate security measures will be taken to ensure nothing goes wrong. Sharda Ugra, sports editor of India Today magazine.
The Indians, when they go over to Pakistan, they're going to be surrounded by security that befits a visiting head of state. You know, they're going to have 18 vehicles guarding their bus, which is supposed to be bulletproof. And it's they're going to have the Pakistani Rangers, who's like the army and the federal security forces looking after them. And they're going to try and make sure that they don't have too many road journeys. They're going to close roads. And it's just going to be just an enormous exercise to get a couple of guys, you know, a bunch of guys to play a game of bat and ball, you know.
Among those who took part in India's last full tour of Pakistan in 1989 was the Indian batsman Navjot Sidhu. He agrees that the pressures on the team this time will be daunting.
But yes, it is too much. You know, after all, what does a match prove? Does it prove that, you know, a side is economically superior? Does it prove cultural superiority? At the end of the day, you've just got to tell yourself that this is only a sport. This is only a game.
I think India, at the present moment, has got the advantage.
Anticipating vast ratings and an advertising bonanza, the Indian and Pakistani sports channels began the pre-tour hype days ago. Excitement is running extremely high in both countries. The analysts are priming the mood, including Mr. Sidhu, now a celebrated TV commentator.
I feel it's going to be a glittering extravaganza, a rip-roaring occasion, an occasion for which people have waited for such a long time. There's no permanent name and fame than the endeavor to give happiness to mankind. And this series is going to give a tremendous amount of happiness to both sides.
But even though cricket may play a critical role in the peace diplomacy, there's one disagreement that it can't bridge. India and Pakistan take opposite views over who will emerge the winner. The boys in the Delhi backyard are in no doubt.
India. Of course, India.
And nor are the men in Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Some rivalries will clearly never die. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
The matches begin on Saturday in Karachi.